Thank you for trying AudioCorder.
Hi Christopher, it's Tim Coulihan here. I've just spoken to Mark Griffith-Smith and he's told me the details. He's also told me that he's spoken to you already. If you want to speak to me about anything, I've had to rush home to make a few calls, and my number is 081-800-7024, and I'll be here for, well, the foreseeable future. So I'll speak to you later. Thank you, bye.
Hello, I've got a message for Mrs. Walston. If somebody could phone me up, please. It's 081-746-8732. It's an appointment time. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thursday, 1:01 p.m.
Hello, Mr. Long, it's Kate at Barnard Marcus, 244-7337. We'd like to show your flat tomorrow, being Friday, at 11 o'clock. Perhaps you could come back to me and let me know if it's going to be convenient. Thank you, bye.
Thursday, 1:26 p.m.
Christopher, this is George. We have been invited out to supper with our friend. So we'll probably go and have an earlier meal and be back as soon as we can. I hope that's convenient with you. I should think we'll probably be back about 10 o'clock, around about then. End of message.
Thursday, 8:01 p.m.
Hi Christopher, it's Tim from Britaid here. Can you call me back at the office if you get the chance this afternoon, Friday? Thanks, bye.
Friday, 2:29 p.m.
Hi Christopher, it's Caroline. Just to confirm, Tuesday, if you can come here for lunch at 1, and then Maurice Cronley will come as well, because he really, I think he wants to work with us, and certainly if we ever get any money, we'll be in a position to employ him, but he will do, you know, as much as he can anyway for us between now and then. And also Barry will be here, who's our treasurer, and I think, you know, because you have to go over what your accounts will be and if Barry can look after them for you as well, because it will, I suppose, be part but separate from Britaid accounts and all that. It would be easier if he were to handle them for you. But so that's all right, isn't it? You don't have to confirm it. I just take it that you can come Tuesday at 1, and I shall probably be talking to you before then anyway. Okay? Take care. Bye-bye.
Friday, 2:52 p.m.
Hello Chris, it's Andrea here. Just giving you a call to see what's been happening, what your news is this week, and also there's just something I'd like to have a chat with you about, which is sort of a bit of a trawl for ideas and inspiration and that sort of stuff. So give me a buzz. Bye.
Friday, 3:28 p.m.
Hi there, Christopher, it's Caroline again. Sorry, I was just talking to Jill. I've just been on to a friend of mine, Colm Nolan, in Ireland, and he's very interested in your project, and he came down on the last convoy with us in July and got an enormous amount of stuff. He's got all Ireland looking for stuff, and he'll come on the Christmas convoy with us. But he's very keen to help you in any way he can. You know, being going along in the car with you or whatever. His son, you know, him very well, so you can discuss his merits, but he's great. And his number is, I said maybe you would give him a ring anyway to talk about it, 010-353-1626-4560. 010-353-1626-4560. 1626 4560, or hang on a second, I've got to give you, that was his office number, or his home number is 010-3531-920-878, 010-3531-920-878, column C-O-L-M, Nolan. Okay? You know, he would be a good guy. I'm not sure that he's got paramedic training, but he's a good driver and he's good company and willing and all the rest. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Friday, 4 o'clock p.m.
Hi Christopher, it's just Kate from Comment returning your call. Sorry about that earlier, but I had somebody here and it wasn't a good time. That's all really. I'll be here till 6 o'clock. Bye-bye.
Monday, 4:35 p.m.
Hi Christopher, it's Tim. Just checking in, it's 4:45 and there's a number of dealers in the Midlands mainly calling me back probably in the morning. I need to speak to you some more about the specifications required because there's some confusion over exactly what's needed. I won't be here in the morning, but I'll be here tomorrow afternoon hopefully. So I'll speak to you then. Thanks, bye.
Monday, 4:44 p.m.
Hello, Mr. Long. It's Kate at Barnard Marcus, 244-7337. We'd like to show the flat today, being Tuesday the 14th, between 1:15 and 1:45. I know it's short notice, but if it's going to be convenient, perhaps you could call us back. Thanks. Bye.
Tuesday, 12:16 p.m.
Christopher, my brother is 12:30. Well, I thought you may be in. I don't want to wake you. Usually you love to have a longer sleep. To coming back, I think we both are looking forward to see each other at your place, 5 o'clock. But it's a very much neck to neck. I have some one engagement to go to that before my dinner to one of the opening of the art gallery, and I think that I may not come to see you, and I do apologize, and if I do, I will ring you beforehand just for 5-10 minutes. Thank you and God bless you. Okay, my brother? Thank you.
Tuesday, 12:33 p.m.
Hi, this is Sonia Phillips. I think I was meant to speak to you on Sunday. I'm dreadfully sorry. I've been working extremely hard for the last 2 days and haven't had a chance to get to her phone because I've been working on location. Love to get together for a meeting if it's not too late. My number's 081-459-2953. I should be in later on this evening. If not, between 3 and 6, you should be able to get hold of me on 071-388-3833, and I'll be in the editing rooms. Otherwise, I'll try calling you back in the next few days. Okay then, bye.
Tuesday, 1:01 p.m.
Hi Christopher, it's Tim at BritAid. I've got a couple of Land Rovers people have phoned me back about. If you call me, I'll let you know the details. Okay, speak to you later.
Tuesday, 2:19 p.m.
Hello, a message for Chris Long. This is Michael Miller. I had a message you were trying to contact me. It'd be nice to speak to you again. Hope you're keeping well. My number is 081-452-1151. I'm not here all the time. There is an answer machine. And hopefully speak to you soon. Hope you're keeping well. Bye for now.
Thursday, 1:27 p.m.
Hi, Christopher. It's Tim at Brit Aid. I don't know if you've been trying to contact me today or not, but I haven't been at the office. I've been doing some driving work for Brit Aid. I'm now at my home, the number of which is 081-800-7024, if you need to contact me today. Thank you. Bye.
Thursday, 3:17 p.m.
Lovely voice. This is Tammy, and I'm calling for Christina. It's Thursday night, about 7:35. And if she could give me a call at Andy's, that'd be great, because we're going to have a little get-together tomorrow evening, and I definitely want her to come to that. Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thursday, 7:35 p.m.
Hello, it's just Tammy. I'm calling to see if Christina's left yet. It's 5:30, and I suppose she has. That's it. Bye-bye.
Friday, 5:30 p.m.
Hi, Christopher. It's Carolyn. Just phoned to say hi, see how you're doing, because I was thinking of you. Anyway, hope everything's going well with you, and I will give you a call a bit later, in a few days' time, because probably you're really busy catching up on things. Anyway, you take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Friday, 6:02 p.m.
Hello, it's Christina. Just to say that I know I'm going to be really late, so don't worry. I may make it back tonight, or I may stay over at Tammy's. Okay, see you soon. Bye.
Friday, 10:17 p.m.
Hello, Christopher. If you get sudden inspiration and end up in your living room and find your answer phone is on, please can you phone 603-6420. Thank you very much. See you soon. Bye. Hope everything's all right. Bye-bye.
Friday, 11:45 p.m. Saturday, 8:07 a.m.
Christopher, it's Karen here. Sorry I haven't rung you before. It's Saturday midday. I've just been rushing around like a mad thing. I would love to talk to you. I want to know all about Kids Out. And I'd like to come and stay, if possible, on Wednesday. And I'll explain all this when I speak to you. Please give me a ring. I should be here. If I'm not here, I'll leave a message saying where I am. But I'm planning to be sort of in working and practicing the cello and things like that all weekend. So please call me, darling. Bye.
Saturday, 1:56 p.m.
Hi, Christopher, it's Ilona. I just came home and got your message. I'll try to call later. Hope you're okay. Bye.
Sunday, 5:02 p.m.
Hi, Christopher, it's Ilona here. Hope you're all right, and I will try to call you later. Lots of love. Bye.
Tuesday, 3:03 p.m.
Hi, Christopher, it's Ilona here. I'm just calling to see how you are. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.
Hi, Christopher. It's Elizabeth here, William's friend. I was just calling to see when you're off and whether we could meet up before you went. But I'll try again another time. Bye.
Friday, 1:33 p.m.
Hello, Christopher, Bash here. I would like to see you early next week, possibly Monday or Tuesday to finalize your accounts, and I'll be grateful if you could give me a ring and let me know when you are available. Bye for now.
Friday, 3:30 p.m. Saturday, 5:55 p.m.
Hi, Christopher, it's me. I will call later. Hope you're all right. Thanks. Bye.
Sunday, 2:32 p.m.
Hello, Christopher, it's Karen. It's about 5 o'clock. I'm on my way out of town. I'll give you another ring in a short while. Bye-bye.
Monday, 5:07 p.m.
Christopher, if you are at home, could you possibly pick up the answer phone? I assume that you're not. No, I'd be very grateful if you didn't call me at home. Thank you very much. This is not my house, it's my parents' house. I will try and call you later in the week. Hope all's well with you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Tuesday, 8:12 p.m.
Christopher, it's Karen here. It's 8:15 or something on Tuesday evening. Just wondered how you were. I'm in this evening but may go to bed early. I had a bad night last night. And I'm in tomorrow evening out on Thursday, I think. But I'd love to speak to you and see what's happening with you. If you get in later, do try me. And if you get the answer, and just, you know, that means I've gone to bed and unplugged the phone by the bed. But do please ring me. Bye.
Tuesday, 8:19 p.m. Tuesday, 8:40 p.m.
Hello, it's Christina. I'm sorry that I haven't caught you in. I'll try phone again first thing tomorrow morning instead. Hope all's well with you. I'm sorry you can't phone here. It's just too awkward. Thanks. Bye.
Tuesday, 9:45 p.m.
Hello, Chris. It's Andrea. It's Wednesday evening, and I've got in, got your message. I'm at home, and I'll be at home during the day tomorrow if you have a chance to give me a call. I should be around, I think, more or less all day, unlike today when I was out. Give me a call, and we can arrange to meet. Maybe you should come over and have dinner or something soon. That would be good. So, I hope to speak. Bye.
Wednesday, 8:17 p.m.
Hello, Christopher. This is Timur. How are you? Is it possible for you to call me back if you want? Okay, bye.
Wednesday, 8:24 p.m.
And into a bad day for lunch because we've got a member of staff off.
Oh, right.
We're really short staff today.
Okay.
So can we reschedule that?
Yes, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've got to go down to the Observer. I just go down earlier, that's all.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's all right.
Because so, I'll just take...
Yeah.
Just going to get a cup of tea and a cigarette and won't have time.
Absolutely.
Anywhere.
You okay?
Yeah.
You're not too exhausted?
Sorry?
Not too exhausted.
I am, actually.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next week?
Yes. I'd love to see you.
Yes.
you want to give me a call nearer the time when you can see how things are?
Well, no, I mean, any day should be fine. It's just today somebody's off, so...
Right. Well, let's say Monday.
Yeah, Monday?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes?
Monday would be lovely.
All right, darling.
Okay.
And give me a call if you get the chance before, you know, if there's anything important or not.
Well, over the weekend I'll give you a call anyway, because I'm in Beckenham.
Oh, good.
Sleeping.
Good.
Yeah?
All right, darling, yeah.
All right, then. And I'll see you Monday.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hello, Mr. Long. It's Detective Constable Murr from the CID at Kensington Police. It's regarding some information you might have on the attack on Mrs. Lagarde. I'll give you my pager number because I'm not going to be in and out of the office all day long. Obviously, you can cancel this if you've spoken to anybody else, but it's 0459-136192. If you page me with another number, I can give you a ring back. Thank you.
Thursday, 10:50 a.m. Hi, Chris. It's Kirsty here at the Channel 4 checkout program. Could you please give me a call as soon as you can on 071-603-4567. Thanks. Bye.
Thursday, 2:57 p.m.
Hi, Christopher. It's Elizabeth Jane here. Just to return your call from the other day, but it's not urgent. I'll speak to you again some other time. Bye.
Thursday, 3:43 p.m.
Christopher, it's Polonta 4:45 on Thursday. Christopher, if you do come back home looking at the weather, go to Highgate Station and... ring me and then we could come and pick you up so you don't get too wet. But otherwise, I'll see you about 7-ish. Look forward. Bye.
Thursday, 4:45 p.m.
Hi, Christopher. It's Elizabeth again. I'm doomed never to to catch you in your inn, I think, but I'll call you.
Thursday, 6:19
PM. Hi, Christopher. It's Richard. I'm afraid I'm going to have to cancel tomorrow night. I think I'm going down with flu. I'm going to go to work tomorrow, but I'm just sort of ready to sort of have a very restful weekend. But I'm sure a restful weekend will sort me out. And I'd really like to have you around beginning of next week, after we've gone to press, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday night. I'm sorry about tomorrow night, though, and I'll speak to you soon. Hope you're well. Look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.
Thursday, 8:45 p.m.
Hello, Christopher Long. It's Kate, returning from Switzerland. And I shall give you a call later or tomorrow. Bye.
Monday, 3:31 p.m.
Hi, it's me. I'm just going to see how you are, and I'll speak to you later. Thanks. Bye.
Wednesday, 4:55 p.m.
Hello, Christopher. It's 12:15, Thursday afternoon. It's Amanda at the Observer. Just to let you know that Patricia Alamonier from French TV called you. I returned your call. Could you call her on 071-636-8507? Thanks. Bye.
Thursday,
6:19
p.m.
Hello, Christopher. It's Kate. Unfortunately, Margaret has booked tickets to go and see The Firm, so she thought it would be a cinema night, so we're going to see the cinema, and it will be a little bit difficult. But I will see you after I come back from Switzerland next week. All right? Bye.
Thursday,
Thursday, 5:10 p.m.
Hello, Christopher. It's Pierre Salga. It's Saturday afternoon. I just wanted to know what's going to happen tomorrow, or what's not going to happen. So if you have got time, just call me back. Thank you.
Saturday, 5:48 p.m.
Hello, Mr. Long. It's Denise speaking from Barnard Marcus. Can you please return my call on 071-244-7337? It's Monday and it's now 5:10. Thank you. Bye.
Monday, 5:11 p.m.
Hello, Christopher. It's Guang, and I tried to call you a couple of times, but you're always nothing. And could you give me a call on 081-747-3680 or my work number 081-995-1355? I look forward to speak to you. Bye-bye.
Monday, 5:55 p.m.
Hello?
Monday, 7:16 p.m.
Hello, Christopher. It's Karen again. It's Tuesday, about 2:40. If you feel like ringing me back, I'm at home. Be nice to talk to you. Hope you're well. And hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Tuesday, 2:30 p.m.
Hello, Christopher. It's Pierre Falga. So I wanted to know what happens about the article. If you could ring me back, it would be great. 081-994-9075. And we are Wednesday, midday. Bye.
Wednesday, 11:58 a.m.
Hello, Christopher, it's Karen. Sorry to have missed you. It's late and it's cold, so I'm going home. Stay in touch. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Monday, 8:47 p.m.
Hi, Christopher. This is Olga. Sorry you're not at home. Unfortunately, we came too late from a party, didn't get your call. I will call you tomorrow morning or tomorrow evening. Thank you. Bye.
Tuesday, 12:10 a.m. Tuesday, 3:13 p.m.
Hi, Christopher. It's Pretty. I hope you're well. Give us a call. Bye.
Tuesday, 4:17 p.m.
Yes, I'll play with Christopher. It's Karina. Do you think I could have a tea on Tuesday 26th, circa 5 o'clock? Okay, lots of love. Bye.
Wednesday, 3:58 p.m.
Hello, Mr. Long. It's Kate Mulvey here. I went to the place. I didn't get your message. Unfortunately, I have to be somewhere about sort of 1:45, so it might be better to leave it till tomorrow or sometime next week. But I have another number where I am sometimes, which is 3526975, the Swiss sort of place. So I'll speak to you later on today. Bye.
Thursday, 12:24 p.m.
Hi, Chris. It's Andrea. Sorry I've missed you, but what I would do is I'll try you again a bit later, and I might try you at the Observer and see if you're there. So speak to you later. Bye.
Thursday, 12:24 p.m.
1:12 p.m.
Hi Christopher, this is Elizabeth Jane calling on Tuesday. I was just going to check some figures with you, but I'll be out of the office most of the afternoon. I'll double check with you tomorrow morning. I think I've got them right now anyway. Right, speak to you tomorrow. Bye.
Tuesday, 1:29 p.m.
Hi Chris, it's Elizabeth Jane calling back. I'm not going to tell to speak again for next Monday, unfortunately, because I'll be away Thursday and Friday. But in any case, it's really just to say that, frustratingly, there's nothing at all that that I can add while the whole thing's still sub judice, which is frustrating, but there you go. So I'll speak to you next week, probably. Bye.
Wednesday, 4:32 p.m.
Hello, I hope I've got the right telephone number. We're wanting professional indemnity insurance for General Branch business. Could you give us a ring back, please? It's a Leeds number, 0532 873838. I'll repeat that. A Leeds number, 0532 873838. Thank you.
Wednesday, 5:16 p.m.
Can you give me a ring back? 0532 873838. Harry Adamson, thank you.
Thursday, 2:11 p.m.
Christopher, I'm sorry, there seems to be a complete muddle. It's George. We're waiting down in the what I used to know as the buttery by the swimming pool for you. And then we heard that you'd come and you'd gone upstairs, which of course is the buttery. I didn't know this. Well, we're very sorry to have missed you. I mean, if you come back in the next sort of, it's now 1:30, in the next 5 minutes, still come and join us. But I understand if you can't. I'm very sorry about that. Haven't been here for a year, of course. I don't know the names of these places, and I still thought the restaurant was down by the swimming pool. However, we'll be in touch. Bye-bye, George.
Thursday, 2:35 p.m.
Just changed the time to end British summer time.
Thursday, 2:18 p.m.
Hi, Christopher, it's Inara here. And I was just wondering if you're free on Friday. Maybe we could meet up. I'll try to call you later. Hope you're all right. Thanks. Bye.
Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. Monday, 11:06 a.m.
Hello, it's a message from Guy Walker at Sebastian Estates. I'm calling you on Monday the 15th at around 1:15. The number here, as I'm sure you know, is 0713814998, and I'm just calling to have a chat about the marketing of your flat. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Monday, 1:15 p.m.
Hello, Mr. Long. It's Jonathan Finden at Barnard Marcus on 244-7337, 1 o'clock Wednesday, lunchtime. I've just spoken to Dominic Jevons. Perhaps you'd be kind enough to ring me when you get this message. Thanks. Bye.
Wednesday, 12:56 p.m.
Hello, it's Mike Larwell from the KRCS Group. Could you please call me on 081-949-2229. Thank you.
Thursday, 12:33 p.m.
Could you please ring Mike Larwell of the KRCS Group on 081-949-2229. Thank you.
Friday, 10:18 a.m.
Hello, Mr. Long. It's Jonathan Finden, Barnard Marcus, on 244-7337. It's 10:30, Friday, November the 19th. I would guess you've gone away, but perhaps you'd be kind enough to ring me when you get this message when you return. Thanks very much. Bye.
Friday, 10:38 a.m.
It's Stuart Nicholson calling, 0372-464048. Perhaps you can give me a call when you're back. The purchaser wants the kitchen table thrown in, and perhaps you can let me know what you think about that. Thank you. Bye.
Friday, 11:02 a.m.
Oh, hi, Chris. It's Elizabeth Jane here, just calling back to say that there's... had a chat about it and doesn't seem to be any problem at all with your story, so look forward to seeing you in print. Bye.
Friday, 6:09 p.m.
Christopher, hi, it's Katrina. Got your message. I guess you're having a lie down. I'll ring you back later. Speak to you later. Bye.
Saturday, 2:25 p.m.
Hello, Christopher. It's Mark Gutteridge. Would you call me when you get back, please? In case you haven't got my number, it's Coventry, which is 0203, and the number 467850. Thanks. Bye.
Sunday, 3:14 p.m.
Christopher, this is Stuart Nicholson again. Could you call urgently? I've got to go to London about 10:30.
Monday, 9:00 a.m.
Chris, it's Jamie Dunford Wood, and I'm expecting to come around to see you at 5:00. So, will you call me to confirm that? I'm on 386-0300, because I might be slightly late. 386-0300. Bye.
Monday, 4:51 p.m.
Good afternoon, Christopher Long. It's 2:45, and it's Benita from Message Plus. I'm just ringing to be reassured that you received the information I promised to send you. We can't always rely, unfortunately, on the postal system, but I did actually post it personally after speaking to you yesterday. I hope it makes interesting reading. I look forward to hearing from you. Bye for now.
Thursday, 2:47 p.m.
Christopher, it's Karina. My number is 081-876-4331. I'm going to be around at the hospital this morning. I might go out for an hour in the afternoon. So if I'm... Basically, please could you ring me? If I'm not here, could you ring back? It's very difficult to ring out. Because I think I found a story that you might be interested in, and I just think it's quite a good idea, and I'm quite excited about it. You might think it's totally boring, but I don't. I don't know. Well, at least you can decide you don't want to do anything with it. But so could you make sure you ring me, and don't rely on getting people to ring me, ring you back, because I probably won't be able to. So if you can't find me, try again. Okay. Love you so much. So thanks for staying in touch with me. Bye.
Friday, 8:19 a.m.
Hello, Christopher. It's Karen, Sunday afternoon. Just a call to see how you are, how it's all going. Give me a ring back if you've got a moment. Hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Sunday, 5:02 p.m.